Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on June 19 regarding Dale, D-A-L-E, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. Dale Coleman Jr. is a 38-year-old male who reports he was injured at work in a swing accident on a construction site. But as a result, he believes he injured his face, comma, back, comma, both knees, comma, and the right middle finger, which was fractured. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of any further diagnoses. Period, he did not undergo any surgery and has completed his course of active treatment. Period, Mr. Coleman volunteered that he injured his right knee in 1998 while playing football. Period, he was treated with a brace. Period. In paragraph. As per his first claim petition, he alleged on 10/14/19, while on a swinging scaffold, one side malfunctioned and lowered. This caused injuries to his low back, comma, left leg and knee, comma, right finger and hand, and psychiatric sequelae. Period. As per his second claim petition, on 1/17/20, he was using a grinder to cut steel and it exploded, resulting in permanent injuries to the face and scarring. Period. In paragraph, treatment records show on 1/17/20, he was seen in Atlantic Care emergency room. Period. He reported using a handsaw just prior to coming to the ER. Period. He was cutting something and it jerked back in his face, slicing the left side of his cheek. Period. There was moderate bleeding, but it had stopped. Period. On exam, there was a 3.2 centimeter laceration on the left cheek, running vertically with no active bleeding. Period. His wound was closed with 7 sutures in a single layer. Period. On 1/30/20, he was seen by an unknown provider for suture removal. Period. He underwent a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Lipschultz on 3/26/20. Period. He noted the history of the first incident in particular. Period. On 10/14/19, he was working on a scaffolding that was approximately 10 stories in the air. Period. The machinery malfunctioned. Period. He essentially had to run down 3 stories to turn off one of the machines that controlled the lowering of the scaffolding. Period. He then had to run up 3 stairways along the scaffolding to turn on an opposite piece of machinery to allow the scaffolding he was on to level out. Period. While doing this, he injured his low back, comma, right long finger, comma, and right leg. Period. He reported this to his employer, but continued to work. Period. On his own, he went to Inspira emergency room about 1 week after the accident, where they did x-rays of the back, leg, and a finger. Period. He was told these did not show any fractures. Period. He continued to work, but had persistent discomfort. Period. His major area of concern was the low back. Period. He denies any radicular symptoms. Period. He reported the right long finger was bent awkwardly in the incident, and he still had discomfort at his PIP joint. Period. He no longer had discomfort involving his right leg. Period. Dr. Lipschultz performed a clinical examination, finding the right long finger had full extension and flexion, where the corresponding tendons were intact. Period. He had very mild swelling around the PIP joint with no instability or tenderness. Period. He had good grip strength. Period. He had evidence of several small scars over the anteromedial tibia as a result of the contusion to his leg. Period. He had full knee and ankle motion with no strength deficits or tenderness. Period. He had full lumbar sacral range of motion and was able to touch his toes. Period. He had good extension with mild discomfort. Period. There was no palpable spasm. Period. Sciatic route stretch signs were negative, as were sitting and straight leg raise maneuvers. Period had 5/5 strengths bilaterally. Period Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed as a result of the 10/14/19 event. Lumbosacral sprain and strain, comma, contusion to the right leg, comma, and right long finger sprain. Period. He thought it would be helpful to review the emergency room records for review. Period. He cleared Mr. Coleman to continue working full duty without restrictions, but he might benefit from use of an oral anti-inflammatory at a therapeutic level, but did not see an indication for formal therapy or further diagnostic studies. Period. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears. Inspection revealed a healed, slightly hypopigmented scar about the left cheek, measuring 3/4 inch by 1/4 inch in a longitudinal orientation. Period. There were no signs of infection or wound dehiscence. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities upper. There was chafing of the elbows, comma, callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under his fingernails and a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Period. He had tenderness palpation about the right long finger, but there was none on the left. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. There was a positive tenderness at the right wrist, which was negative on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities low. Inspection revealed healed abrasions of both shins and chafing of the knees bilaterally. Period. Motion of the left knee was from zero to was full from 0 to 135 degrees with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was tender to palpation about the superior pole of the left patella, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuvers normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Dale Coleman was injured at work on both 10/14/19 and 1/17/20. Period. After the first event, he apparently was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were done. Period. On 1/17/20, his face was injured when it was cut by a grinder blade. Period. He went to the emergency room and sutures closed his 3.2 centimeter laceration. Period. On 3/26/20, he had a need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Lipschultz relative to the 10/14/19 event in particular. Period. New paragraph, the current examination. Found there to be healed scarring about the left cheek with no signs of infection or skin breakdown. Period. There were skin changes on the hands consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. He had full range of motion of the right long finger with no instability. Period. He had chafing of the knees bilaterally consistent with someone who does regular kneeling or crawling. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbosacral spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 2% permanent partial total disability referable to the face for the cosmetic residuals of his laceration score. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the low back, comma, left knee, comma, right hand or finger. Period. And that is the end.